Hello, Ghostbusters. Yes, of course they're serious. You do? You have? No kidding. Uh-huh. Well, just give me the address. Yes, of course. Oh, they'll be totally discreet. Thank you. We got one!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 302. I am TBD here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are not joined by Wombat because he has no electricity and he's not living in his house. But Shipwreck has electricity.
Yay! I like electricity.
I was just telling Wombat the other day how much I enjoy electricity and how crucial it is to our lives, really.
Well, there's that J.J. Abrams show on right now about that.
I saw, yeah, they had like the free pilot episode on iTunes, but I didn't watch it.
I haven't watched it either. That's as far as I've gotten through is the commercials.
Right. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Despite the fact that there's no Wombat, there's so many games. There's just so many games that I feel that we couldn't take a week off because my brain is exploding with games.
Somebody needs to talk about all these games.
Right. Otherwise, my head would just explode. I'm trying to tell Mrs. Chibi about the engine sounds in Need for Speed Most Wanted. And she, you know, when she gets home from work at 11 o'clock at night, she
that just gets her right in the mood.
She doesn't seem that interested in, you know, the GTR sounds. Like the gurgling. You can hear the gurgling in the Porsches. She's like, anyway, so yeah, a lot of stuff to talk about. My parents live on Long Island, and with this hurricane, they're trying to sell their house. So it was really good timing, the hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they finally got an offer on the house after a couple of years of the house on the market.
Oh no!
And they accepted the offer, but they didn't get to the point where they hadn't closed on it or anything, but you know, they had accepted an offer, and of course, my whole life, the basement always was getting flooded. Like, I can always remember there was, you know, if ever it rained really heavily, there would be, like, enough water where, like, if you stepped on the carpet with sneakers on, you know, the water would, like, squish up, you know, and make that noise.
But wait, you had carpet in this basement that always flooded?
I mean, not always, but like whenever there was a big, if there was like a hurricane or something. Okay. Which didn't happen that often. So anyway, there was 5 feet of water in the basement after this one.
That'll squish.
you can just swim through it. So yeah. So
but Wombat's okay. His whole family's good.
Right. He just lost electricity, right?
Yeah. I think that's just everything I know, at least. He's just doesn't have electricity. He's staying at a friend's house.
Right.
Yeah.
And they say, when are they getting electricity back?
He said it could be another week, maybe 2 weeks before he has electricity back.
You know, in America, when they tell you one or 2 weeks, I just assume probably a little bit more than 2 weeks. But in Japan, if they told you 2 weeks, I would assume 1 week. That's just the way things work. I was thinking about that this morning. But, yeah, that sucks. We need electricity.
I hope any of our listeners aren't going through a similar thing or right. You made it through all right.
Right. And my mom dropped her iPhone in the toilet.
She couldn't find a dry spot to drop it, so she ended up in the toilet with it during this.
Right. My wife did that, too. I think it happens if you put the phone in your back pocket and it's in your pants. And when you're standing up and you pull your pants up, I could see how the phone could just sort of blast off into the toilet. So, yeah. Anyway, how are you, Ship?
I'm doing well. I started basketball coaching again this week.
Excellent. How's the team look this year?
We're a solid squad.
You got any really awkwardly tall girls?
No, we're not that tall this year. Hmm. So I don't know. It's girls basketball. I'm coaching them again. That's all that's really going on so far. No exciting stories there or anything.
Right. You know what is exciting, though? I woke up, I guess it was yesterday morning, and I saw that Disney bought Star Wars.
All of LucasArts, not just Star Wars.
His whole, and that Lucas is donating basically all the money to charity.
He's starting up a charitable fund or something, right?
Right. An education fund.
Well, good for him.
Good for us. I think it's good for us, too. Like, he wasn't doing anything good with it.
He was tired of it. I mean, to be that committed to something for 30 years.
Right.
Like, I don't know. That would get old.
Sure. Yeah. But it's
I think Disney will do well with Star Wars.
I was surprised that people were outraged by it. I woke up to a lot of outrage, but he hasn't been doing such a great job with it recently. So, you know, it can't get any worse for sure. So, hey, and good for him. Donating the money to a charity, basically. He looks pretty weird, though. I saw him sitting in some interview where he's sitting down at a table, and he looks like one of his characters now. His shape, it's not that he's just like a fat guy. He has
which character?
He looks like, I think, like the blue piano player in the cantina that they added digitally at some point.
Oh, okay, one of his later characters.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, you know, later, earlier, he puts the later ones in the old movies. You know, there's so many different versions. Who knows?
Okay, so the blue guy in the band. I'll have to look this guy up.
But just, that was him sitting. But anyway, so yeah, and that there's going to be a new Star Wars in 2 years.
I'm okay with that.
Sure.
Like, of course, the prequels were not as good as the original movies, but I don't know. Give it another shot. Dude. It's an interesting universe.
Disney made the Avengers, so they did a pretty good job with that. It's, you know, look, it can't be worse. It can't be worse than the last three movies. Think about it. Think about the last three movies. Is there any way it could be worse with Disney running it? It's not possible.
It's he set a pretty low bar there.
I mean, it's not possible. It's not. So everybody should be happy.
I like that they brought Darth Maul back in the cartoons, too. Like, that's how hard up they were on this stuff. Like,
right, right. I haven't,
like, the one salvageable thing from Phantom Menace, they had to bring him back.
How does he come back? Do they ever explain?
He's got robot legs.
Robot legs.
Yeah. Hmm. So he's like a half Darth Vader from the waist down.
Oh. Robot penis?
Yeah, I
don't
know.
Sounds rough.
I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. I haven't watched the cartoon. Maybe that's in there.
At that point, there's no point in having a robot penis. Don't you think?
Maybe not for you. I mean, I guess if he has like a, I don't know, whatever he is, a Darth Maulette running around, she might be into that.
But I don't know. It's not going to be too good. Might as well just have a lightsaber there.
Well, we'll find out in episode 7.
Right. Excellent. The phantom penis. what else we got here? CADcast Thug Life. I have a good Thug Life update for everybody. So the other day, you know, I live in an apartment building that caters to foreigners. So there's a fair amount of foreigners living in the building. So they put all the notices in English and Japanese, which is nice. Unlike my old building where I had no idea what was going on. So they did building maintenance on the internet. My building, basically most of the rooms have LAN jacks in them, and you just plug in and there's a router in the closet, and it's all done by the building. You don't have to pay anything for it, and you don't have to have
Geek Squad stop by.
Yeah. You just basically LAN jacks in the wall, plug in, you're good to go. So they did maintenance on it. They said this, you know, I talked about this earlier. They said there would be no internet from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. There was no internet from 9 a.m. to 9:15. And then the internet was back. And when I went to speed test, it was like 95 megabytes down and like 60 up or something like that, something ridiculous. And Steam seems to work fine now, and I can download shit like at 10 megabit. So it's pretty crazy.
So you survived the scare.
The 15 minutes of internet. Yeah, I was complaining to Wombat. I was like, you know, you had no electricity for 2 weeks, but, you know, I had 15 minutes of internet downtime. But don't worry, it's faster than ever. He was grateful to hear about that. He understood. He knew what it was like. So, shall we go into new releases? What do we do here? I haven't seen any movies, per se, for a while.
I haven't watched anything, any movie. I watched some of The X Factor for the first time.
Nah.
That's that new Simon Cowell. Yeah, it's terrible, but it's watchable.
It's watchable.
Like, you can sit there and
go, have time to be watching shitty TV shows with all these games that are out there.
Sometimes you just like feel like sitting on the couch with your wife and just watching odd people sing. There was a Boom Shake the Room cover on X Factor last night.
I don't know Boom Shake the Room.
It's one of Fresh Prince's greatest hits.
Ah, that would explain it.
Not the top tier of his, like, right, it's not a right. Summertime or right. or Nightmare on My Street or anything, but
Nightmare on My Street. Sadly, I know Nightmare on My Street.
Of course you do.
Sadly.
I bet you know more Fresh Prince songs than you would let on.
It's possible.
Yeah. But yeah, so they brought that one out of the archives of Fresh Princitude and had some upcoming band perform it mixed with Gangnam Style.
Like, oh, God.
Just in the middle of it, all of a sudden they started doing Gangnam Style.
Dude, how much money is that Gangnam Style guy making? Oh, my God. The YouTube video alone has like, I don't know, like 500 million views or something like that. Jesus.
He deserves it.
Sure. The video is hilarious.
Yeah.
I saw it. I saw the video maybe a month before.
You were the
first
person to ever see it, right?
Yes. I was like number like YouTube view like 350,000 or something like that. Because I think like either Phil Kolar tweeted it or.
It went through the video game nerddom pretty early on. Yeah.
One of those guys who I kind of sort of know just through Twitter, basically. Anyway.
So you stalk him, basically, is what it is.
No, what I'm saying is when I saw the guy dancing, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway.
But new releases, then?
Let's do it.
The video games.
To the games.
The big one this week, Assassin's Creed 3.
Yes, I bought it, and I have it.
How is it? It's gotten good, but kind of disappointing for the build-up.
Right.
Type of reviews?
Right. Like, this is one of my most anticipated games of the year. Maybe the most. I guess, you know, just from all the times we've seen it at E3, and it just, you know, I like America and I like Assassin's Creed, so it's a great combination. But I've only played the first 2 hours, and it's really slow the first 2 hours. I'm not even playing as the main guy. And I don't know what happens. I don't, you know, there's no spoilers because I don't know anything. So, I mean, it's cool. Like, it, you know, I like the environment. The Boston environment is very cool. Graphically, it's, you know, the last Assassin's Creed I played was on the PC and it looked ridiculous. And this looks really nice at times, but the cutscenes, like all the characters talking to each other, just, I don't know. It gets ugly.
So what are you playing it on?
I'm playing it on Xbox.
Okay.
So I don't know. At times it looks great and at times not so much.
When you climb up to the top of the towers, do you chase away bald eagles?
I haven't noticed. There is a bird up there. I don't think it was a bald eagle, but you could be right.
I really thought it would be a bald eagle.
It seems like that would be a missed opportunity if it's not. But basically, I'm just waiting for something to happen. I don't know. Not much has happened yet. The combat is cool. The combat looks really good. They nailed the animation on the combat, and they added in slow-mo, and you know I'm a sucker for slow-mo. If you have slow-mo in your combat, I'm there. So far, so good, but it's slow.
Does it do the thing where you have to do a mission perfect?
You don't have to.
Well, I know you don't have to, but like it got to the point, I think, in Brotherhood where you could do a mission, but you get like bonus.
Right, synchronized.
Great job.
They call it synchronization.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And they give
Does it do that again?
They give you those, sure. But you don't have to do them. Why, you have to do them?
It just makes me feel like I'm playing wrong if I don't get
No, but don't fall into that trap, though. These games are too long. You can't fuck with them that way.
But I did everything in Assassin's Creed 1 and 2, and then they added that stuff in for Brotherhood, I think it was. And then I did not get very far in Brotherhood.
Oh.
And I didn't play Revelations.
Can you put like a piece of tape on your television screen so you don't see that part when the text comes on?
That seems doable. Yeah.
Or have your wife stand there with an index card and she can just cover it up. That way you don't damage your screen.
So I should play Brotherhood before this.
Brotherhood. I don't know. I mean, the story to me, they give you a really nice summary of the story so far at the beginning of this one.
Okay.
So I would just go for this. I mean, you don't have time. There's too many games. You can't go back to Brotherhood.
But I have Brotherhood. It's sitting here.
Right.
I don't really need to go out and spend $60 for Assassin's Creed 3 when...
But you're going to... Right, I guess so. It depends if you want to talk about Assassin's Creed now. This time of year while people are listening, are interested in hearing about it.
You can't talk about it anyways because it's all full of spoilers.
Right. I guess you're right. Yeah. Apparently there's a major spoiler at the beginning. Something crazy happens. I'm thinking lightsaber penis. So I don't know. It's starting really slow, but I'm optimistic. What else we got this week?
Wombat's not here, so we can't talk about Marvel Avengers Battle for Earth.
I played the demo with Ty.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What did Ty think? Do you like it? Wait, you hooked up your Kinect?
Dude, I did this a couple of weeks ago. We never talked about this.
I don't remember talking about
it's
you
possible.
Hooking up your Kinect.
It's possible. I forgot. There was a demo, and we were home, and I figured I would try. I didn't know anything about the game. I didn't realize it was a fighting game.
Uh-huh.
Like Street Fighter, but you're doing all the moves with Kinect. Ty liked it, except that he didn't like the demo because the demo...
Oh, that's right. You talked about this.
Yeah,
thing,
you couldn't
you could
choose.
Only play as,
yeah. Yeah. But it was cool. You know, you yell out shit for Asgard and I don't know. Ty liked it, but I could, you know, I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot robot penis lightsaber.
What about like if this was a downloadable game, would you consider
yes, of
buying
course.
It for
yeah,
Ty?
Yeah, of course. When this gets down to like the cheap price that most Kinect games get to eventually,
then what? At this point, really, like they should be releasing these Kinect games for $20.
It's smart. It would be smart, and make them download. Make them all downloadable.
No, I'm not talking about Dance Central because that's gonna or Just Dance. Like those games are gonna sell and make sense to have out there for $50 or $60.
Right.
But these games. You're just hoping somebody's going to buy this for $60 or $50, whatever they put this out for.
They're glorified iPhone games, basically.
Yeah.
And they should carry that type of price.
Sure. I'm not saying they're not fun. Yeah. They could be fun, well, especially for kids. But
I'm curious. Hey, maybe it'll be a big seller. Avengers is huge. I mean,
right.
And
that
I see
that
it,
is true.
You know, this Halloween, you know, we had Halloween Wednesday. And yeah, well, I mean, well, I don't know if Japan is a good, barometer for what's popular, but everybody was dressed as Captain America and Iron Man. And so.
Is that weird in Japan that it's Captain America?
Well, so people don't really do trick or treating in Japan, but, you know, because I live in a foreign, an area inhabited by a lot of foreigners, there's one neighborhood nearby here. Where they do trick-or-treating. There's
Halloween Town, I believe it's called.
No. It's called Moto Azabu. A.K.A. Halloween Town. And they do trick-or-treat, sort of. Like, there'd be... there's a few houses you can go to in that area. So everyone, you just look for all the people and like the mob in front of like one person's house on a block, and you wait online, and they hand you, some mom hands you candy, and she's got a glass of wine in her hand. And you just do this like, you know, 5 to 10 times, and then you go eat dinner. It's not that fun. It's annoying. Unless you really like the sound of Japanese kids screaming, then you would probably enjoy it more. But
I don't know that I'm into that.
I was trying to tell Ty that I didn't feel like this was a fair representation of what trick-or-treating should be. But I don't know. He did get a lot of candy. So, yeah. What were we talking about? New releases?
Yeah,
Avengers. Sure. Yeah, right. Everyone was dressed as Avengers.
Let's see. Well, Need for Speed Most Wanted, that came out. We've both been playing that.
Yes. I'm playing it on the PC. Ship is playing it on the...
The 360.
360.
That is basically Burnout Paradise.
Right.
There's not that much, like, when I stop and think about what makes a difference between Burnout games and Need for Speed done by Criterion, mm-hmm. It's pretty hard to come up with like substantial differences.
Police cars.
Yeah, there's police cars in the Need for Speed games, and in the Burnout games you have the turbo meters. Like, that's about it. But it's a fun game. I like it.
Yeah, I've been playing it. It's taken me a little while to get into it, but what I do is I turn the music all the way off and I wear headphones. And they've done such an amazing job sampling the engine sounds for the cars. I read an article and they said that they basically took microphones and they put it all over the car. So they have them in the engine bay and they have it outside the car. They have it everywhere. And I've never heard engine sounds that sound this good before. I mean, you can hear, like I said, the gurgling.
You remember what the pod racers sounded like, right? Those were pretty good engine sounds.
No, but I'm saying these are accurate to the car.
Oh.
So if you want to feel like you're really driving, driving one of these cars, you turn the music all the way off, you get a nice pair of surround sound headphones, and you play this game, on a PC, preferably. According to Jeff Gerstmann.
Just be like me and just, you have no idea what these cars are that you're getting in.
Right.
But it's fun to go fast into them and then just screw up and wreck.
Even still, I think you would enjoy it if you turn the music down. You could appreciate it. It sounds so good.
But then I wouldn't hear those four songs over.
The Who song. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
It seems like the soundtrack has like 10 songs on it. I don't know how many there really are, but I'm hearing the same songs over and over again.
But you can do custom soundtracks on Xbox.
Sure, you can.
PC, you can't. Well, I don't know.
Sure, you can.
Well, I could play it. I have iTunes running on my computer.
You have a pretty big iTunes library, I'm sure.
Right. Well, I don't have it on my computer, so I can't. But.
Oh. But no, it's hard though, isn't it?
It's hard. Yes, it is. It is hard. But
like, I've had to do the same race like 5 or 6 times to try to win, because you go through and like the fun part about it too, though, is like it's got super rubber band AI. So if you wreck, you can catch up. If the computer wrecks, he's going to catch up. So every finish is going to be
relatively
like have the potential to be tight.
Right.
And you can come around that last turn and all of a sudden there's traffic coming head on at you. And you just bite it, and then it's, okay, I got to do that whole race again. But I don't mind it. It's just hard.
Yeah, I think the game, they made it, it's not meant to be played in, like, I'm trying to beat the game and get all the stuff. I think, it is an open, look, they made the game an open world game. They want you to just drive around and experience the cars, get into, police pursuits that, those police pursuits can last, like, a half an hour. Have you had some really long ones like that?
I've had some maybe 10-minute ones, but a lot of times I just stop.
You say, fuck it, and bust me.
Yeah, because it doesn't do anything when you get busted. Like,
right, but you get the points. You get the points
currency.
If you can
escape. If you win, you get points, but you're not penalized. for getting busted.
So when I try to play that, when I try to play Need for Speed Most Wanted, I'm not looking at it from the perspective of like, I'm trying to play through this game and beat it. I'm playing through like, there's a lot of amazing cars in here. And you know, you have to find the cars in this game.
I like that a lot. Yeah. You just drive right up to them if you find one and then hit the Y button.
Right.
And that's you're into the next car.
Right. And you can switch cars at any time. Using this menu system that they have built, use the D-pad.
Kind of cumbersome.
Yeah, kind of cumbersome. For sure.
It seems like there's a lot of unnecessary like confirmations almost when you go through it.
Some of them, yeah.
But I've heard that's better with Kinect.
Right, I'll never know. That will be one of the mysteries of the universe for me. I will never truly know if it's better with Kinect. But I really am enjoying the game now that I'm playing it, not trying to beat it, like not trying to, you know, I'm not going to write a review up or anything. There's no rush for me to get through the game. So, and I'm also playing Forza Horizon. So I'm just playing it like, you know, I'm trying to find the cars and I'm trying to hear all the engine sounds, basically. I just want to hear the engine sounds.
I found the Subaru and that made me very happy.
Oh, okay. I haven't found that yet. Do you have the GTR yet?
Maybe. I'm really bad at identifying cars.
Okay.
I think I like though that if you like drive through the little repair shops, the gas stations.
Yes.
That it changes the color of your car as well. Like it just randomly changes to a different color.
Right.
I like that. I like the different colored cars.
I almost would like to be able to. I thought at first that would bug me because I want to just choose my own color, but it gives you something to do.
Yeah, it's more fun. Around. Yeah.
And I do like
the police aren't freaked out either when your car changes color.
Right. It's a. Hey, remember when I said that Porsche was orange? Yeah, it's white now. No one's like, huh? But yeah, I find the game very exciting. You know, those police chases.
Oh, definitely.
They've really, you know, it reminds me of the movie Drive. Everything reminds me of Drive. Hotline Miami, the opening police chase in Drive where, you know, he gets away from the cops and he's got to slow down and the cop notices him at the last second and they're off and running. I mean, you can recreate that in this game. So I'm really enjoying it. But in a totally different way. I mean, should I talk about Forza now? I might as well get it out of the way while we're talking about cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what people keep asking me. What do I get, Forza or this? And I thought I made a good tweet earlier today where I said that, you know, Forza revolves around this music festival. It's an open world game and there's a music festival / car festival. And everything takes place around that and all the races, you know, you're racing to win the festival and, you know, you buy cars at the festival and you're listening to radio stations that are at the festival being broadcast from the festival and everything's festival, racing. But it's very relaxed because you can rewind at any time. You can just hit the Y button and you rewind. So every race is winnable, basically.
Okay.
You can't, I mean, just rewind.
See, that would kind of ruin Need for Speed Most Wanted if you could do that. It would take out a lot of the tension.
Right. And it's just it's a totally different game in that regard. Like Horizon is just chill, like a music festival. You're there to have fun and experience it. And Need for Speed is a heart attack.
Yeah, Need for Speed, you have to be in the moment when you're playing Need for Speed. There's no like laying back on your couch or no, relaxing. No.
It's too
like,
fast. It's too fast.
Yeah, you have to be like up on your screen, like just like every little thing is going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's laid back. Like is there a lot of car tuning or anything like that in Horizon?
In Horizon, it's all basically automatic. There's no tuning. No, it's just the upgrades. Okay. You can download tuning sets. Actually, maybe not. Maybe you can't. I don't think there's any tuning. You can download upgrade sets. But so there's parts. Like you can choose different parts, but you can't choose like the timing on the transmission. Meanwhile, I just saw a before I forget, because it's not on the outline, I saw a tweet.
Sure.
Someone said, American Express will pay you $35 to beat Halo 4 if you sync your Amex card with Xbox. You can sync your Amex card with Xbox? And you get the Wake Up John achievement. Beat the game on normal or more difficult.
Wait, wait. There's an achievement for syncing your American Express card?
No, no, no. There's this an achievement called Wake Up John, which is okay. What you get for beating the game on normal or whatever the difficulty is after normal.
Oh, I don't like that you told me what that name of that achievement was, actually.
Oh, John, Wake Up John? Is that a spoiler?
Not.
Master Chief's name is John.
Yep.
Shit, dude, that's a major spoiler. I thought they were going to call him Jack. You know? Shit. Ruin it. I'm not even going to play the game now. Fuck it. Yeah, so we're talking about Horizon. So, yeah, it's just, you know, Horizon is so just relaxed. And amazingly enough, the graphics in Horizon are so good that even coming from playing Need for Speed on my computer, where obviously it's going to look better, it still looks great, and it still has wow moments. The car models look, everything looks, I think they're using like anti-aliasing now, because the jaggies are gone from Forza 4, so they fixed that. It looks great. I say you buy both. People ask me. I think they're both great games.
Which do we think is going to drop in price quicker? Because then you could get both.
Black Friday's around the corner. They're both going to be $40.
Right. They're both going to be $40. Yeah.
So I would say buy both. I mean, they're totally different games. And if you're a fan of cars, you know, if you watch Top Gear, then you should buy both these games. But the PC version is the best version for Need for Speed. Confirmed by Jeff Gerstmann. And so if you don't trust me.
The 360 version works.
But it looks a little janky, right?
It looks good still. I mean, I haven't seen the PC version, so of course the PC version is going to look better at this point. But it looks good on 360.
Right.
It's going so fast that, like, everything looks good.
Right. I implore people to turn the music off and try it with just the engine. At least once. Do it for Chibi. What else we got this week?
Let's see. This week, Zone of the Enders HD Collection came out. Did you play those games?
I never finished them, but I tried them.
They were hard.
Yeah.
I could see that. I enjoyed them. I'm good with leaving those in the past, but
I heard that the frame rate is sort of crappy, at least on the PS3 one.
I've heard that as well. I don't know about the 360 one. It might be janky as well, but I guess you get that demo for the new Metal Gear game.
Right.
So I think that's kind of what they're selling here too.
Mm-hmm.
And Okami HD came out on PSN, which that's a good game I never finished either.
Right. So many games.
There's a lot of games. Let's see. What came out on PC?
Assassin's Creed for Vita came out.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I think a lot of people are going to forget about that. It's been getting like pretty good reviews, right? They just say like technically it's... I mean, I played it at PAX, and I told you it was...
It looked kind of janky. Like a crappier version of Assassin's Creed.
Which is the problem with PS with the Vita, is that, you know, people, they sell it when they first announce the Vita, and it's the same thing with the PSP. They position it as a portable PS3 or PS2 with the Vita, and it's not. I mean, it becomes clear when games like Assassin's Creed come out for the Vita and Need for Speed came out for the Vita, and yeah, they were able to fit like the whole game in there. But it doesn't look nearly as good as the PS3 version on either game.
I bet Need for Speed's probably okay on the Vita, though.
I read a review, and they said it's okay, but obviously the console version is better.
I'm more likely to pick up a Need for Speed for the Vita than I am an Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
Just because that's the kind of like, it's more portable.
But think how hard it would be to play Need for Speed on Vita. How fast it's going.
Yeah, but that'd be fun. I played a lot of Need for Speeds and racing games on the PSP. Oh, so okay. I thought that was a pretty good system.
But if the frame rate is as good, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Engine sounds. I only care if the engine sounds are in there. That's the most important thing. See, then I might get it, actually. They didn't do the cross-buy with this. Is that what it's called, cross-buy?
That's a term.
Right. That's a term that nobody has used yet, except for the company who announced it.
But, for the 3DS, too, Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask came out.
Ah, okay.
Did you try that? I played some of that at PAX. That is a Professor Layton game with some 3D puzzles in it now.
That might be cool. I could see that. I could see that being an actual good use for the 3D. The only possible reason that you would have 3D is for a puzzle game if you could really take advantage of the 3D. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what works. Kind of reviews it's getting, but those are good games. They're always good games. I just can't keep up with them. Like, it seems like there's a new one, like, at least once a year. I might be wrong about that, but I'm just behind on my Layton.
Right. I tried it. I couldn't get into it. All right.
It's got an 83 on Metacritic, so it's doing well.
Excellent. Let's move on here. Let's do a quick little shout out to GoDaddy.com for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. Go to GoDaddy.com and use these coupon codes: CAG10 to get 10% off any order, CAG5 off 30 to get $5 off a $30 order, and CAGDomain to get $7.49 domain registrations at GoDaddy.com. Last week we did, two weeks in a row we did a contest, and finally somebody guessed my classic video game theme music, Name That Tune Challenge, and it was Cow, and he won a $300 Amazon gift card for getting Tunnels of Doom from the Texas Instruments 99 4A, which was one of my favorite role-playing games. I mean, that was ahead of its time, that game. Have you ever seen that game before, Ship? Do you know that game?
No, I have no clue what that is.
Have you ever used a TI-99-4A?
I've used a TI-82.
Is that the calculator?
That is the calculator.
No, so you haven't. So it was a good system, that Texas Instruments. It had a keyboard. You could program. It had BASIC on there.
Mm-hmm. And it was much better than the Tandy then, right?
The Tandy, well, this had better games. Yeah, this definitely had better games. You had the speech synthesizer. You could, this Tunnels of Doom ran off a tape, so you needed the cassette player. It took, I don't know, like 20 minutes? I want to say it took like 20 minutes to load. Is that right? I remember it was long enough that you wouldn't wait there. You would go do something else. But that was a great game. You should look it up on YouTube. Tunnels of Doom. What other games have we been playing here? I have a whole list of games here. You played Medal of Honor Warfighter.
Yeah, I briefly talked about it last show. I just played like literally the first 5 or 10 minutes of it. I finished it. It was about 5 hours long. And I didn't play any of the multiplayer. I don't think I ever will any. Because I rented the game, so
right.
I just played the single player. That game is not very good.
It's not? It's not real? Hip Hop Gamer said it was real.
Hip Hop Gamer enjoys it.
Yes, he does.
I'm glad. He's one of the biggest fans of it seems like, because he's made video after video about Medal of Honor Warfighter so far.
And he made a rap song.
They're all very entertaining.
And the rap song, too.
Oh, yes. He also did a rap song about Warfighter.
That was good. He's a good rapper.
He is a very good rapper. He's a much better rapper than I will ever be, probably.
Are you sure?
But I haven't.
You could beat him in NBA Baller Beats, too, I bet.
He did do an NBA Baller Beats video, and I'm confident that I could beat him in NBA Baller Beats.
Ah, okay.
But Medal of Honor Warfighter. So, where do I start?
Tell me about this. What happens when you shoot an enemy with a shotgun at close range?
Oh, gosh. So I was playing the PS3 version. I'm not sure if this is universal across all the different versions or not. But I was getting these these graphical glitches. So pretty late in the game, I picked up a shotgun, shot a dude in the face. Instead of seeing his face explode, it just put a white box on the screen. And then the dude fell down. Like, right where his head was, it was just a white box. Like, something forgot to load. I don't know what. But it happened earlier in the game, too, where just, like, three quarters of my screen just turned to white boxes while I'm playing.
It was all a dream.
It reminded me of Kane and Lynch 2 did a similar thing. Remember where they did, like, they kind of did the edited version? Like, it was shot through security cameras or whatever.
Oh, right, right. They put boxes on people's heads. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what this kind of reminded me of.
Right.
But it wasn't intentional.
Right.
The shooting, it's just – it's very uninspired. Like, you have, like, this cover system where you can lean out and shoot guys, but the enemies are just not very smart. They just – they do the typical thing where they're hiding behind – some cover, and then they decide to get out of it, and then you shoot them, and then their friend comes over and just stands in the same spot. So you get a whole pile of dead
dude, dumb that's dudes. Real. It sounds very real to me.
It's they talk about the realism, and so you can go and get ammo from your friends. Like, there's limited ammo on your guns, and that's supposed to be, like, part of the thing. Like, this is a real game. But then you get to missions, and it's just like, oh, all of a sudden this machine gun has infinite ammo. It just shows it right there on the screen. This one has infinite ammo because it fits this situation.
Mm-hmm. It's real.
And all the missions are just – they're all based on or inspired by real-life events, which is – it's a cool concept. Like, I would almost think that concept would work, but they try to tie them together into this big convoluted story that is really confusing because it's jumping back and forward in the timeline, and you're going in and out of different – you're playing as different characters throughout the timeline.
Hmm.
So it gets really convoluted. There's this level where all of a sudden there's just like – you remember when there were Somalian pirates and the Navy SEALs, I think it was, went out and sniped all the pirates
right
off the ship? That's in this game, but it relates to nothing. It's just like a minute and a half level where you take one sniper shot, you kill a guy, and then it's off to the next mission, to the next locale.
Would you rather have a game like this where they try to make some convoluted story, or where they just put together – like a whole bunch of selectable real life operations that you can.
Yes, that's the direction I wish they would go. It just seems like they're trying to do the Call of Duty, like, big Michael Bay-esque thing, and they're trying to do the realism thing, and they're just not sure what their vision is.
Like, why not differentiate yourself? Why not say, okay, Call of Duty is the crazy Michael Bay shit, and this is going to be like our killing simulator. You know, we're gonna. You know, they say they're trying to keep it real. Just make it. Yeah, the parents will like that. And just put the real operations in there, and it doesn't have to be connected at all by any story. You just have a whole bunch in there. I mean, if the stories that they put in anyway, like, how long's the campaign? How long did it take you to play through that?
Like 5 hours.
Right. So it's really short anyway. Put a whole bunch of these operations in, and make it like, you know, have leaderboards in there, and see. I don't know. I think that's more interesting.
I would agree with you. There are some interesting moments in it. There's a level that you would like because you always bring up Drive, in which you you go and you kidnap this dude.
Okay.
And you have him in the trunk of your car, and his bodyguards are trying to chase you down. So there's this big long chase scene, which is cool. And you finally lose him. You get into like this residential district. And so then it turns into you like a stealth mission, but you're driving a car and you have to drive from cover to cover to get out of this neighborhood as the other cars are kind of like patrolling the neighborhood.
Hmm.
Kind of neat. I don't know. Like,
yeah,
not what I expect at all. Like, just in the middle of a Medal of Honor game.
See, but wouldn't that be, doesn't that sound more interesting? Like, do stuff like that, different operations.
Yeah.
CIA shit in there. I mean, there's a lot they can do.
Uh-huh. And they tried to go with the whole, like, human story route because they bring the one of the characters you play, like you see his wife and everything, and she's like all conflicted that he's off.
And creepy like, looking.
She is weird looking. Really weird. They have a, the dudes all look okay. Like it looks like they've been rotoscoped or whatever that process is.
Hmm.
But the females, they have, they just don't look quite right.
Right.
But I don't think they really pulled off that storyline too, to where I really cared.
Like, right.
It was,
they're not going to be successful with it. So just let me kill Osama, not Obama.
Fugitive Hunter too.
Right. Do that shit. I mean, there's a lot of things they can do.
Yeah. So I can't recommend Warfighter like on any like real level.
Right. So you're saying, so what you're saying is that you disagree with Hip Hop Gamer.
I do. I disagree, but I'm glad he's enjoying it.
Right.
It's selling well. I'm sure Warfighter is selling well.
Isn't it like was the number one selling game in the UK, right?
It was. It was the number one selling game in the UK, knocking off FIFA. So it's selling well. Maybe the online is good. Like I said, I didn't play it. I typically don't play military shooters online. So
right. All right.
I liked the last Medal of Honor game better than this one.
Right.
I thought the last one was okay.
Oh, well. I wasn't really looking for it, so. What else we got here?
What is this chival or chilvary?
Chilvary. Chilvary medieval warfare. Now, I don't know what chilvary means, but I do know what medieval warfare means. No, it's chivalry.
Mm.
I can't really read what I type anymore. The resolution on my screen is so high that everything is tiny, and I really just can't read anything anymore. So I just type shit.
You need to tell Wombat about that problem.
What's that?
You need to tell Wombat about that.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's hard out here. I'm telling you. I'm standing while I'm doing all this shit. I'm trying to read this small font while standing. So Chivalry Medieval Warfare is a first-person PC game, a first-person medieval deathmatch PC game. I guess that describes it. It's very similar to War of the Roses, which I've talked about before, but that's in the third person. So this is the first person version. This is the first person, infinitely more gory version of War of the Roses. So you can dismember people in Chivalry Medieval Warfare, but not War of the Roses, and decapitate. And this one is funnier. Chivalry is funnier. So there's buttons you can push to do like your war cries and your, you know, like for the kingdom of, you know, that type of shit. Like, or they'll just like, there's a button where you just yell. So like, aah! And you just hear all these people all around you. And when you get killed, you know, when you get your arms cut off, you hear the gurgling, the blood gurgling in people's throats and crying out. And so it's funny because it's so over the top. So I was playing that game and I was just laughing, you know, while people are dying all around you. But it's multiplayer only. That's all it is. It's just like different. There's a few different game types, a couple of maps. It's not a huge amount of maps. I think it's maybe five. But it's a $25 game, and I don't know. I only played it for a few hours last night, but I was laughing while I was playing. Like I was worried that I was going to wake up Ty. It's just funny. Like all these dudes and they're just going, yeah, for the kingdom of Asgard, whatever the kingdom is. It's just, it's hilarious. So, you know, it's
intentionally so, or
I'm not sure. I mean, there's no, you know, it's just deathmatch. So there's no story or anything. It's just people being killed all around you. But you know, you can be an archer, and you can.
How long did you last? Like
before I died,
running out. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I died instantly. Like soon, I ran up to somebody.
Do you like say you get an arm cut off? Are you still fighting?
No, you're dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They might. They could patch it though.
I think that would be better.
A Monty Python patch.
Yeah.
It's fun though, dude. It's fun. You should check it out. You know, you can have a shield, and there's different character type classes you can be, and different weapons to choose from. It's fun, dude. You'll laugh. I mean, I was also laughing at during Need for Speed Most Wanted, the multiplayer. We didn't talk about the multiplayer at all, which is the best part.
I haven't played any of it yet.
Of Need for Speed? Oh, shit.
I got it. I haven't played it since it's been out. I got it early, so.
I see. It's the multiplayer, but I was the reason the multiplayer is the best part of the game because you earn those the credits or whatever, the speed points. Is that what, I don't even know what they're called. But anything you earn in the multiplayer carries over to the single mm-hmm. player. And we talked about the multiplayer before because I played it at TGS, but it's, you know, there's like a free drive mode and it basically throws different event types at you. So one, you know, you'll be racing and then you'll be doing, you know, who can jump the farthest, and all the while people are just trying to smash into each other because you get points for that. Or you can, you know, you try to block people, you can try to fuck up other people. If you get a really high jump on the jumping competition, you're incented to just like park yourself on the ramp so other people can't get through. And it works. It's a good strategy. But yeah, I was just laughing so hard in that game because we were waiting for the different events to start, and people, you can do burnouts in that if you just hold down both triggers. You just spin up the tires and then you can just burn out. And the engines are so loud. So you have like 12 cars or something and they're all doing burnouts, and it sounds like a nightmare, basically. And anyway, I was just laughing. A lot of fun in these multiplayer games.
Well, we tried playing one too, a different one.
Primal Carnage, which is also, I think I must have laughed playing that one too.
That, yeah, I think so. That's a fun game. It's $15, I think. It's a PC multiplayer only game.
There's a real niche there, right? That's a new genre, not niche, a genre of game where like the PC multiplayer only budget priced game.
Yeah, and I think this one's definitely worth the $15. Like, you know, it's humans versus dinosaurs. You play as either on the dinosaur team, which is third person, or first person on the human team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's class based. So for the humans, there's like a flamethrower guy.
There's flamethrower guy. There's shotgun Indian.
shotgun Indian,
flare
yes.
Indian, who can use throw the flare to blind the dinosaurs. There's the net gun guy.
Yes, the guy that shoots out a net and then stabs the dinosaurs if he catches them.
I can't remember what.
There's a sniper too. Sniper
girl.
There's just soldier dude.
There's top shirtless black guy, assault guy.
Yeah.
Grenade launcher.
Yes.
And there's different dinosaurs too. So there's a velociraptor.
There's T-Rex.
is awesome. T-Rex is giant and eats people.
Yeah. And then there's pterodactyls or pterodactyls, however you say that.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah.
I watched Dinosaur Train. I know all about dinosaurs.
But you can actually fly as those and swoop down and pick up people and then fly up in the air with them and then let them drop and
right.
kill them.
Did you do that?
I tried.
I haven't tried that character yet.
I tried it because it just seemed like a fun thing to do. I had the most luck with raptors because – like, you can see where everybody on your team is. You see the, like, white outlines. So mm-hmm. you can see, like, hey, our T-Rex is over there. And it's all about, like, being close to your teammates. If you get separated on either as a dinosaur or as a human, you're toast. Like, you don't stand a chance.
Right. They seem to do a good job balancing. Like, just because you're the T-Rex doesn't mean you're going to be able to eat everybody.
Right.
But
so
you need a few
T-Rex.
People.
Right. You need the T-Rex out there. And then, like, as a raptor, I was just constantly like waiting for like the like a human to like kind of get away from the group and then just come in on the side, and you can do like this pounce move where you just jump on him and just like bite his jugular.
Mm.
But the humans, like, you can't just do that if there's humans around because the humans can shoot you off if you do the jump move. And then you can run back into the forest, like if they see you, and you can hide really well. It's a lot of fun. I know you were playing as the humans, I think, more.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's I liked it. I like these cheap multiplayer PC games. I have a lot of them. You can just jump on, have some laughs, and...
I like that you're not, like... It's not a Call of Duty thing, like, where you get better equipment or either. It's just, like, this is what the game is. You're these are your skills. Like, just go have fun.
There was no unlocks in that one? No, yeah, I guess you're right.
I didn't see any unlocks.
Yeah.
They're going to be adding some new free maps and other, like, kinds of games and stuff, I think, to it. But
right. Yeah, it's pretty
fun.
Did
you see it? Like, you could go and get more health, too. Like, the humans had health boxes.
Yeah, and the dinosaurs have dead animals.
Yeah, the dinosaurs just had, like, big, like, brontosaurus or something, like, off to the side where you just go over and chew on it to get your health back.
Right, another dead dinosaur. Yeah, it's cool. It's very, very fun. I forgot to tell you that I bought Amazing Spider-Man on PC a couple of weeks ago because Ty was homesick or something, and we needed something to do. You finished that, right?
I did.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. The what do you think?
The combat. I like the combat sorta, but I don't like the fact that I'm inside a lot. Like the city. It seems like the best part of the game is the city. Just like, you know, swinging around the city and you know, climbing the buildings.
You have to think about how big of a step up this was from the last game taking in place in one building.
I ignored that last game. What was that? Which one was that? I've ignored the last several.
It wasn't Shattered Dimensions. I think, I don't know, was it? It was the one with only two Spider-Men instead of four Spider-Men.
Right. Edge of Time.
The four Spider-Man one was all right.
Edge of Time.
Edge of Time, yeah.
Shattered Dimensions?
Shattered Dimensions was the four-person one. Edge of Time was the two-person one, I believe.
Right.
There's been a lot of Spider-Man games.
Yeah. Anyway, it seems pretty good. I mean, it looks decent. I just don't like the fact that I'm inside a lot.
My biggest complaint about it is the enemies are just – they're not – like iconic Spider-Man enemies because they're all based off of the lizard from the latest movie. So they're just kind of boring to me.
Right, right. I haven't gotten that far and so many games. I probably won't. Halo 4, all the reviews are out and it's good apparently. People seem to like the Halo 4s.
I thought it would be pretty good.
But we played it a couple times.
Yeah, we did. You could tell it was going to be really good. Right. Like anybody who was worried about 343, this being their first Halo game after Bungie kind of passed off the franchise, they didn't need to worry. Like as soon as you played it at all at any of these events, it was like, oh yeah, this is good.
Yeah, I ordered it after seeing I read the Polygon review and I think I looked at the scores for the other ones.
I really don't want to know anything about it. Like, I'm happy that it's good.
Wake up, John.
That's still upsetting me.
I should. Maybe John is like the customer service guy at Amex who processes your payment.
You're telling me it's a different John than Master Chief.
I'm telling you that it's a different achievement. It's on the achievement for the American Express card.
Okay.
So when you have to get your $35 for beating the game, you have to wake up John so he can write you the check.
Oh, okay. That's fine then. I'm okay with that. As long as the John is not the Master Chief.
Right. Wake up. Maybe he was just tired. You need to wake up. You don't know. You don't know anything.
I don't.
What else we got here? Was that all the games? Was that big list of games? I don't know. I feel like
we talked about a lot of games. Yeah. I've played more games. I played some more of Virtue's Last Reward, the 999 sequel,
right?
On Vita, it's good. I need to play more of it.
I like this tweet here that you sent me while I was sleeping. Shipwreck, you know. Keeps me up to date on the goings-on on the internet. So he sent me this tweet from PlayStation. We're aware that some of you are experiencing slow PSN access. We're working to resolve it as soon as possible. Thanks for your patience. Did they send that in 2006, that tweet?
They're just thanking us for our patience for the last 6 years. That's right. How I take that.
Who would know that they're having a problem with it being slow anymore? I mean...
I honestly couldn't tell. Like I know part of it's that I use wireless and it's connecting to my Apple router and they don't talk friendly, but
Right.
Unless it's down all the way, I really can't tell if I'm getting slower speeds on PSN or not.
What else we got here? Maybe time for the CAG bag?
What is this? You said the Vita problem. What is this?
Oh, the Vita problem was what I talked about it earlier. How, you know, Sony positioned it as a portable PS3 or a PS2 when it was the PSP. But it's not. And all these games that, like, oh, it's as, you know, you can buy Need for Speed on the Vita. It's going to be as good as the console version. It's not. And even Uncharted, I mean, it's never as good. But people always feel like, you know, that's always a reason that they give when they're buying it.
Mm. Not me. I like my Vita, though.
Yeah, I know you do. You wish there were more games for it, though.
I wish there was more games for it, yes. But I have, I've got VLR right now, so I'm going to play that. Mm-hmm. That'll get me through.
Let's see. CAG bag. Let's do the CAG bag. Male Power Fantasy wants to know if we're going to play Black Ops 2 multiplayer, single player, zombies, or none of the above. I think I'm interested in it.
I will play it, I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm not going to play the multiplayer. I know that. I haven't played a multiplayer Call of Duty game. I don't think I've played any of the last three online.
Right, but you play the co-op.
I would play the co-op. I'd play the zombies.
Yeah, I like zombies. I'd
play the single player. I'm sure it's going to be very good. It's just I'm really excited about Halo, and that's going to take up some time.
Right. I'm interested to play it. I just don't know if I'm going to get it for Xbox or PC. What do you think, Ship? Do I want to get my ass kicked on Xbox or PC?
I would guess, I don't know. You'd probably get your ass kicked extra hard on PC, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm equally bad, I would say. Could go either way.
So you're going to play the multiplayer?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Calvin DeMafioso wants to know, he says, I guess with the Disney and Star Wars news, how do you guys feel that there may never be another Monkey Island game, or if there is, it'll have Pirates of the Caribbean theme? I don't think there was going to be one anyway, was there? Well, maybe there was. I don't know.
I don't know.
Why? I'm sure Disney likes to make money. If the last one's made money, they'll make more, right?
I would think so.
Or they're worried like it's going to be a Raiders of the Lost Ark thing where there's a big warehouse of all their LucasArts properties and Disney's not going to know what they have and it's going to sit in a crate somewhere.
I really don't like, I like Monkey Island. They were fun games, but there are a lot of adventure games that you could play now. Like, it's not like, it's not like it's 5 years ago or whatever, where there weren't, like, nobody was making adventure games. Like, there are so many adventure games now.
They're back in vogue.
Yeah. I mean, I just played Edna and Harvey's New Eyes. I finished that this week, too.
How was it? How did it end?
You want the exact ending?
No, I want to know if you liked it.
I did enjoy it. I thought it was pretty well done. It's got a nice animation style to it. The voice acting is good. The puzzles are the perfect level of, like, you don't have to think too hard, but you have to think just enough. Like, you never get so many things in your inventory that you're just pointing and clicking at random to try to get something to work. So I liked it. It was about 5 or 6 hours long, I think. And cool. Yeah, I thought it was good. Like, if you're looking for a Monkey Island style game, it's not quite as witty writing wise, but it's in the same vein. There's plenty of stuff to play.
Right. I don't think anybody's complaining that there's not enough games. Sean Amice asks us to talk about the release of the PS3 bootloader keys and how Sony will keep releasing shitty firmware updates every week to try and fix it. I guess I remember seeing that story like a week ago saying that somebody had hacked it. So is that what's happening now? There's even more firmware updates? I haven't seen it recently. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, I think since the Xbox has been cracked for so long, I don't think that the PS3 being cracked now really matters that much. I think people who are looking to cheat the system already went the Xbox route, and there's just not that many PS3 exclusives that people are going to have to go through the whole thing again on another system where, like, they, you know, they can't put it online or, you know. I think people probably just don't care that much about it. Sony should probably just forget about it at this point. It's at the end of its life.
Maybe.
I don't know. Firmware update every week doesn't sound like a great plan.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I would prefer not to get firmware updates if they're not going to help me.
I'm telling you, people would rather just bootleg it on the Xbox because the PS3 got to fuck with the Blu-rays. Nobody wants they're bigger. A lot of times the games are bigger on PS3. It just might as well just do it on Xbox. It already works.
I don't know. I wish people would stop screwing around with the Borderlands stuff, though. That's scary.
Yeah, I heard about that. Some sort of like virus or something?
Yeah, like some modders made some virus that if they play with you online, like if you have your online preferences set to public, like even just playing with them will make it so your character... Basically, it's like a one-time death, and then you're done.
Oh, awesome. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, so then your entire character is just gone.
Oy.
But apparently they're putting out a patch soon here for it if they haven't already. But in the meantime, I would switch my preferences to not play with anybody or play with people that you know that they don't play with anybody else.
You got to do that every time you turn the game on, right?
No, it's a one-time thing.
I feel like I have to do it on PC too. I feel like...
I don't know about PC. I think this mainly affects 360.
Ah, okay. Who gives a shit then?
Well, I play it there.
I know. I was joking. Let's see here. Now Sebisano, something like that. What do you think of all the pre-order DLC that are tied to stores? They want you to pre-order at six different stores to get all the DLC. Yeah, I hate that shit. I mean, it usually
comes later now, though.
Like, but they sell it to you later. And I feel like, you know, if somebody goes through the trouble and pre-orders your game, which means they're putting down money for really no reason. Like, the game's going to be available. You know, they're basically, the customer's kind of helping you out in a way. And they are. Paying full price for the game. They're putting money down. And they don't feel like they're getting everything. They still feel like the customer still is going to feel like they're getting fucked because they have to make a choice of what they want. And they know that all this additional content is out there and it's going to be sold to them later. I don't know. I think it's shitty. You want to reward your customer, not torture them. Capcom's really good at that. Customer torture.
They're famous for horror games.
Right. Anyway.
Did you see the Wii U commercial?
I did not.
Oh, the first ad debuted today. First U.S. ad.
Did it make you want to buy one?
It had dubstep. And
really? For the Wii?
Yeah.
So it's really geared towards the core gamer?
But it showed families having fun.
Families having fun where it's going bum 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 bum.
Yes.
Bum 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 bum.
There's a girl singing karaoke.
To dubstep?
The music, there's just dubstep going on, and then they're cutting to all these small clips, basically. And there's people where she's singing karaoke and using the Wii Pad, I guess, as her lyrics helper.
Right.
And then there's people playing Super Mario Brothers, and you see the one person so happy that they're playing with the new controller, and then the four other people that have been handed the Wiimotes.
They're like, bom, 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 bom.
Yeah, they're just all looking at the other controller while they're playing.
This piece of plastic, which looks like it was put together in China for $2. Or this thing that looks like an iPad with controllers on and a nice screen. Oh.
So it was, I did not expect, I guess, the dubstep in that right. commercial. Like right. everything else kind of was like, okay, I see you kind of got to sell this as like the family friendly, hey, it's the new Wii.
The family friendly.
Yeah. That's soon. 3 weeks?
Yeah. Did you pre-order one?
I do. I have one at Walmart.
The baller one or the pauper one?
I have the one that, yeah, I have the black one. The white one just seems like it shouldn't exist.
Right. Like,
for the extra $50, the other one's such a better value.
How much storage do you get?
I don't know. Like, nothing. It doesn't matter either way.
Right.
And they're like, hey, you can download New Super Mario Brothers Wii U.
Right.
And I'm like, well, that's going to take up a significant portion of this SD card or whatever that I'm storing this stuff on.
Right. Add an irrelevant amount of storage to your Wii U for just $50.
I think it's like, is it 16 gigs?
That sounds right.
Which is nothing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't care.
Know how much is built into a Wii U. Do we know that?
I don't know. There's a Wii U thread on CAG. I have all the information there. I so don't care. I don't know.
I'm hopeful. I played Rayman Legends at with the Wii U game at GameStop. That game is great, at least from the demo.
Right. By the way, the premium one is 32 gigabytes.
Woo!
And the basic, the pauper edition, is 8. So that's like one game you could put on there.
Yeah. But Rayman Legends, it's very good. It looks great. The Wii U gamepad implementation is clever. I liked it a lot. It doesn't come out till spring, though.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's about it, I think, Ship. Anything else that we forgot to talk about? Or I see Kotaku is still not on their full site, but they did get a sponsor, State Farm Insurance. It's good. That always got the money coming in, Ship. Anything else, bud? Anything?
I don't know. We've got ads for birth control on CAG.
We do? Oh, that's good. I support birth control.
Yeah.
Well, I'll remind everybody to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/cheapassgamer. Follow us on Twitter, CheapED, Shipwreck, even Wombat5277, who doesn't have electricity. I won't be tweeting, but you should follow him anyway, because that first tweet when he comes back, it's going to be awesome. Has he been tweeting it? Well, he's got his phone.
He's been messaging me, so I don't know why he hasn't been tweeting.
He hasn't been tweeting, right? Didn't he say that he's like going off Twitter? He made an announcement. He did. I'm not kidding.
I believe you.
Did you see his announcement?
I did. It was on the front page of cheapassgamer.com.
Right. No, he's been tweeting. Like one a day, basically.
Yeah, he tweeted about Nutella today.
Right. He's on like austerity tweeting. Just one tweet a day. GoDaddy.com for all that stuff. CAG 10, 10% off any order. CAG $5 off 30 for $5 off a $30 order. And CAG domain for $7.49 domain registrations at GoDaddy.com. And that's it. We will, see, I don't know, Wombat's not going to have power next week.
He might.
No.
Be bright side.
No, it's not happening. I'm from Long Island. I know how shitty everything is put together there. They're not going to have it. They're not going to get it done. If they're saying 1 to 2 weeks, it's definitely 2 weeks. So, I don't know. Just be another more hot man-on-man action next week. We'll see.
I'll look forward to it.
Okay. See you then.
Bread's done.
Happy Halloween! I'm Dumpy the Pumpkin, the fresh ice cream cake made daily at Carvel. And here's my good friend, Ricky the Witch.
Are you having a Halloween party? Go to your participating Carvel ice cream store and ask to see Dumpy the Pumpkin and me, Ricky the Witch. Or if you want to send one of us to a friend...
Please phone 800-327-GIFT and call the cake honors most major credit cards. Thank you.